the other side. Let me just wave your hands wildly, and I'll see what I can do with that.
Good. Get down here. Get to go. Get in the way.
No, be in your bunks. Be in your bunks. No one likes your yak in practice. Your yak practice is terrible. Okay.
We
asked the following Takiro. Who is the mitzvah opinion of Ben really on? That was a machlokes between the Rivash and Rav Shem Tov Halevi. The Rivash said that Iker mitzvah is on the Bechor himself. The Rivash says Iker mitzvah is on the Bechor himself. Ela shevet katnuso efshar. Iker mitzvah is the Bechor should be called himself. Just when he's a baby, he can't, so his father helps him out. That's the Rivash based on the Rambam. However, if Shem Tov Halevi, who was the questioner in the Shut Rivash, said a little differently. He said, no. Ikra Avramya, the Ikra Mitzvah is the Av to be pulled in Bechor. Just for the Evan, we have a Drusha, a Rebloya, an extra din, a side din, that if the father doesn't do it, if he's negligent, then the Bechor is pulled in himself anyway. The fundamental focus, Rivash holds that it's the theme of the Bechor to be pulled himself, the father's a helper. The Rav Shem Tov Halevi holds the theme of the Av to be pulled to the Bechor, but for the Evan, there's a second tier that the Bechor takes care of himself. That's the base of my focus. Now, how does that tie into our Gemara? Here's where we're in the middle of explaining. Our Gemara has the following case. Our Gemara says, so let's see, how does this tie into our Gemara? So our Gemara says, Mitzvah Degufe Adif. I only have 5 sella. Forget about the complicated cases of Mishabonim Nehor. I only have $5 viz zehel. I am pulled to myself, and I'm not pulled to my son, because mitzvah degufe adam. Now, what does that mean? That works beautifully for the Rivash. The Rivash actually brings his raya from this. The Rivash says, what does it mean, mitzvah degufe adam? If I have been pulled to myself as a Bechor, or I have been pulled to my son as the father of the Bechor, we all know the main mitzvah is for the Bechor to be pulled to himself. That's his real mitzvah. The Bechor, the Av being pulled to his Bechor, is only helping the kid's mitzvah. So if I have to choose between my own mitzvah and helping someone else do a mitzvah, then of course, if I have one tefillah, I wear it. I don't give it to you to wear if you're going to a different town. If I have one lulav, I pick it up. I don't give it to you to bring home with you to pick it up. That's obvious that my mitzvah is more important than helping you keep your mitzvah. So we have that later on also, that if the father can only afford for him to learn or son to learn, obviously he learns. It's always more important to do your mitzvah than to help someone else do a mitzvah. So, for the Rivash, it's beautiful. The main chiyuv is on the Bechor himself, so I have to be pulled to myself. It's only a helping chiyuv for me to be pulled to my son, so mitzvah degufe, my own chiyuv of being pulled to myself, overrides my helping someone else of being pulled to my son. But for Rav Shem Tov Halevi, this Gemara is difficult. For Rav Shem Tov Halevi, really the main chiyuv himself is for the father who pulled his Bechor. That is his own chiyuv. So why do we say mitzvah degufe adif? He should be pulled to himself and not be pulled to his son. Being pulled to himself is his own business, and being pulled to his son is also his own business. They're both his mitzvah. So why should he be pulled to himself and not his son? So if Shem Tov Halevi say a different pshat of the Gemara, mitzvah degufe adif doesn't mean my own mitzvah is more important than helping someone else with their mitzvah. No, because being pulled to my son is my own mitzvah. So what does mitzvah degufe adif mean? If there are two my own mitzvahs, the one that's a chalos in my guf is more important than one that's not a chalos in my guf. If I have two of my own mitzvahs, or two of anyone's mitzvahs to do, I have any two mitzvahs to do. Even if they're both my mitzvahs, primarily, if one of them changes my guf, fixes my guf, and the other one doesn't, and I think you have to add what? Well, you have to add, let's add one thing, so it'll be very clear for Rashi. If I have a choice of two options, I can fix my guf, or I can leave my guf unfixed. I can improve my guf or leave my guf in an inferior state. Then I always have to choose the option that fixes my guf rather than the option that leaves my guf messed up and missing something. Therefore, now you have to make an assumption of pidyon ben, that it's a real pidyon. For me to be pulled to myself is my chiyuv, which fixes my guf, because now I'm puzzling. For for me to be pulled to my son is my own chiyuv, but it doesn't fix my guf. It fixes my son's guf, makes him puzzle. So I always have to worry about fixing my guf, and that overrides fixing anyone else's guf. Not necessarily it's more my mitzvah, it's more important. It's just that there's a special rule that fixing my guf has to come before fixing anyone else's guf. Now, I wanted to say that that's shot, well, before we get to the Ramah, so now we have two ways of understanding the Sukkah. One is that the basic key of the Bechor for himself, and it's only secondary to the Bechor for his son, and that's why Mitzvah Degufei Yadav is his own Chiyuv. The second shot is that no, the basic key is the Av to be told to his son. So why, in this case, you say Mitzvah Degufei Yadav if I'm told to myself? Because there's a separate rule that if I have to fix my own guf, and I have to fix someone else's guf, I always have to make sure my own guf is taken care of. Everyone's always responsible to take care of their own guf, and that overrides everything else. That explains the Ramah. The Ramah in the beginning of some Reish Tehei of your day says, if you have a choice, you can only afford mezuzah or tefillin, you should buy tefillin because it's a mitzvah of a guf. What does he mean by that? Tefillin, is my chiyuv to wear tefillin? Mezuzah is my chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. So why is tefillin more important? Not because one is my chiyuv and the other isn't. They're both my chiyuv. But what the Ramah means b'stama is, or Rabbi Baker says a little differently, what the Ramah means b'stama is that tefillin fixes my guf. Mezuzah, does mezuzah change my guf? What does mezuzah fix? Fixes my house. But tefillin fixes my guf, and it's always more important when you have a choice. You always have to fix your guf. You have to mezaki your guf, and that's more important than being mezaki anything else in the world. It's a special rule that being mezaki your guf has to come first. And tefillin is a tikkun in my guf. How is tefillin a tikkun in my guf? Because, right, tefillin isn't just something like I do in my guf. Right? Tefillin, the Rav said at least, that tefillin is a tikkun in my guf. Why? The Rav Menachos, the Mem says, that go, kol ami aretz, b'shem Hashem nekor alecha, v'yaru v'mekka. What does it mean, shem Hashem nekor alecha? What does it mean, halu shem Hashem on us? Eilu? Who knows the drasha? Hey, Amr Elazar Gadol, you're Rav Elazar Gadol. Eilu, tefillin, sheva rosh. When you have the tefillin on your rosh, you have shem Hashem nekor alecha, you have shem Hashem on you. The Ram writes in the tefillin, whenever someone's wearing tefillin, they're automatically, you have your shamayim and havanava, they're automatically a holier person. Hashem Hashem Nikra, you have a kedusha on you when you're wearing tefillin. What was the minig of the rush? The minig of the rush was he put on his tefillin and immediately said, which of Birkas HaShachar? Oti Yisrael B'Sefara. Because tefillin isn't just a stam mitzvah, it's not Torah. What does it mean when someone wears a crown? It means they're a different person. Right? If you wear a crown, you're chalos of royalty. When we wear tefillin, we have a different rosh, we have a different guf. And that explains, the Rav said, one second, the funny Gemara. The Gemara says that some people, I don't want to start using like how much it's called back. But there are some people who are poshe strong with gufa, who are sin with their guf and are nidon with soar rotachas in Gehenna. They get stuck in soar rotachas. Okay. Poshe strong with gufa, a special omen for poshe strong with gufa. Anyone know who poshe strong with gufa are? Who are the Jews who sin with their guf? Karkafta de lo monach tefillin, right? A head that didn't wear tefillin. Why isn't someone who does a rise poshe shal begufani use this guf? Why isn't someone who al shabbos poshe shal begufani use this guf? He has a poshe shal begufani doesn't even use your guf for anything. Poshe shal begufani means you make a halom. Your guf is defined by an aveira. Your guf is a halos aveira. How so? Karkaf does lo monach tefillin. Did anyone ever hear the phrase of a hand that did malach on Shabbos? No such thing as a hand that did malach on Shabbos. Either you did or you didn't. There's no such thing as an Aver that did the Ilus Arayis. Either you did or you didn't. But there's a head that wore tefillin, and a head that didn't wear tefillin. The head that wore tefillin is Oter Yisrael, has Shem Hashem Nekro Alecha, and the head that didn't wear tefillin is Chasser, that Shem Hashem. It's a different head, not in the physical sense, in the metaphysical sense. And therefore, what the Rambam is saying, you have a choice between tefillin and tzitzis. That's why, by the way, right, an Avel can't wear tefillin the first day. Why doesn't an Avel wear tefillin? Don't tell me Omer. I know it only means Pagan Mises. Avel doesn't wear tefillin the first day. Again, halachah wise, that only means the Mises is buried on the day of death. Because, Rashi explains, Tosfos explains, the Avel is in the dirt. You can't be in the dirt and have glory on you. Tefillin is glory, being in the dirt, meaning you can do any mitzvah, but you can't be Shem Hashem the Kral. You can't have a crown when you're an Avel. Rachmana looks like. An Avel and a crown just doesn't work. Therefore, since tefillin is a crown, is a Shia Shetnikov of the Lispacha. What do we see from this? That the Rav says, tefillin is not just a mitzvah you do. Tefillin is like a loaf in your guf. You're a different guf if you wear tefillin, or at least a different rosh, than if you do not wear tefillin. That may be why we have two brachas on tefillin. We have Maniach tefillin, we come to Shabbos and say, Al mitzvah tefillin. This is a mitzvah tefillin. There's also a halos that we're a different person because the mitzvah tefillin. So we have one bracha for the mitzvah, and one bracha for the mitzvah, and one bracha for the madriga of being the kind of head who wears tefillin, the person who wears tefillin, for the being utter of tefillin. So what we've seen from this is that the Rama is saying, if you have a choice between mezuzah and tefillin, even though they're both your mitzvahs and nobody else's, nobody else has to put a mezuzah in your house, assuming you live alone, and no one else has to buy you tefillin, they're both your mitzvahs, but if you have the choice, you have to do the mitzvah that improves your goal, not the mitzvah that improves something else. Likewise here, that's what Shem Tov HaLevi would say. We're not talking about whose mitzvah it is. It doesn't matter whose mitzvah it is. It's just a rule. If you have a choice to improve your guf or to leave your guf messed up, to be a karkaftas monach tefillin, a ma'utar tefillin, or a karkaftas monach tefillin, to be padoi or to be not padoi, you have to make sure your guf is okay in padoi, and that's more important than taking care of anything else in the world.
Is that really like the top level priority? That's probably because right now you have, if you're saying that the mitzvah is really for him to go to his son, then you're basically choosing between a mitzvah of tefillah and a mitzvah of yevet. You're choosing the yevet.
Nonetheless, because you have to be fix your goal.
So you're really putting it at top tier.
Yes, top tier. I mean, again, you have to, I don't know if it would be Karpon Pesach, but that's right. Paris, you know. But top tier, at least,
in
among
this
normal mitzvahs. No, the haniach is just on the mitzvah of being meniach. The al mitzvah tefillin. That's the bracha on the chalos tefillin. Yeah, because it's not lit, it's not what you're doing, it's al, it's just on the fact. That's the robot you say.
So how do you explain Rashi when he says
mitzvah? Okay, so let's get back to this. Now let's tie this all up in our tzuddin. Yeah, sorry. That's an interesting question. Let's say you have only enough money for tefillin shel yad. Let's say you can't afford tefillin shel rosh anyway. You have to choose the mezuzah and tefillin shel yad. Right? You can't afford two tefillin. Mezuzah and tefillin shel yad. Then it's possible. This the Rav dealt with a little. He dealt with the new Rav Shurim and tefillin. He dealt with this. Although he also dealt with this in New York. He was a little mezuzah. Whether there's a special chalos for the yad is just a regular mitzvah. Because after all these writers are talking about the rosh. So it could be that if you had a choice between mezuzah and tefillin shel yad, you should buy the mezuzah. But if you had a choice between mezuzah and all the tefillin, you should buy all the tefillin. That's possible. That's quite possible. The Rav was specific about this. He wanted to say in one part of the round that tefillin shel yad also is a special chalos in the book, but he realized that he didn't have that raya from it. And there's another round that I think is a raya against that. So that's interesting. What is so I think that tefillin is a chalos in your guf. Tzitzis is only fixing your bank. I don't think you're a different person if you're wearing tzitzis. I really don't. I don't think we have any right you're a different person if you're wearing tzitzis. I'm not sure. So I think tefillin would be good. I think. Now, then it might be different. Let's say you only had a four-corner garment to wear. Is a choice of tefillin or wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. And that might be a little different. That might be a that's some kind of okay. Let's tie it up in our circuit. So, what's the nafkaminas of these two ways of understanding our Gemara? So, one nafkamina is Rashi versus Tosos. What does Rashi say? Really, the mitzvah for me to be called to my son is more than the mitzvah to be called to myself. That's against the Gemara mitzvah digufei adif. So, Tosos understands like Rivash. Mitzvah digufei adif means the main chiyuv for me to be called to myself, and it's only a helping chiyuv for me to be called to my son. So Tosfos says, of course, me being called to myself is always first. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, no. The main chiyuv is for me to be called to my son. It's only a secondary bidyeved chiyuv for me to be called to myself. So, when I have to choose one or the other, my gufel being the tukan or my gufel being the kulkal, I have to choose to fix my gufel. But in the case where there's five mishabadim and five nechorin, where I can have both, I can be pulled to my son and myself. My son through the Bnei Chorin, myself through Mishabad. If I can get both in the end, as long as my goof will be fixed in the end, then which is more important, being told to my son, because that's my primary mitzvah. So Rashi fits well with this derech that we explained, that if I have to choose, I have to fix my goof. But if I don't have to choose, if I can accomplish both of them, I just want to know which to accomplish first, then the first chiyav is for me to be told to my son, and it's only a secondary b'dieved chiyav for me to be told to myself. That's Pshat Noach in Rashi. Rabbi Yehoshua explains that a little, so do all the other achronim, that Rashi is mechalik, when I have to choose, I have to fix my goof. I can't leave my goof messed up. But when it's just a matter of kedima, when I'm going to be able to be pulled at both, I just want to know which to be pulled at first, then I tell the Lekuchos, look, my main chiyuv is for me to be pulled to my son. That's really my main chiyuv. Because in the end, my goof will be fixed anyway. The goof will only be fixed because Gofen will lose the field that he bought with his hard-earned money. That's tough luck on Gofen. Right? We don't really care about him so much anyway. So, that's done Rashi. So that's my nafmina Rashi and Tosfos. We also pointed out the nafmina of the Rashba and the Tzitz Eliezer, right, which is very similar. What if I want to be pulled to myself, my father wants to be pulled to me? Tzitz Eliezer says, the main chiyuv was for the Bechor to be pulled to himself. So I win, I can be pulled to myself. The Rashba says, no, the main chiyuv is for my father to be pulled to me. If there was a matter of a choice, everyone has to be attacking their own goof. But in this case, where whether I'm pulled to me or my father's pulled to me, my goof will end up okay, then either way, my goof will end up okay. It's just a matter of who gets the zechus of being pulled to me. The answer is my father gets the zechus because the main thief should be out to pulled to his son, and I lose the zechus because it's only a b'dieved here for me to be pulled to myself. And the third nafkamina we said was just the most obvious nafkamina of the original chakira, was the Rivash version of Shem Tov Alevi, the Lashon of the Bracha. The Rivash said, like the Rambam, the father says, ow, it's really not the father's thief. He's just a helper. Rav Shem Tov Alevi thinks the father should say lick because it really is the father's thief. That's, I think, what we have to say about the Chakira and Pidgin on that. Any questions? Okay, now let's go on to the Tosfos. Now this Tosfos, let's review our Gemara and the Tosfos, and we basically just have a lot of complicated dinim of this concept we have to go through here and talk a little about the Tosfos. So, let's review what we just saw in the Gemara. The Gemara said that if there's only $5 at all, then I'm pulled to myself. Mitzvah de Bevei Adin. Whether that means because my main thing is to be pulled to myself, or just because there's a rule I always have to be attacking my own. I can't leave my goof messed up. Whichever way. But what's machlokas tanoim? Machlokas tanoim again is if there's five, I have a field worth, a garden worth five sela, and I sold Josh a garden worth five sela also. So then, the Rabban. Start with everything. Rabbi Yehuda holds Melbach Subazar Subaz Shtar Dami that anything which is based on the Torah is as if it's written in a shtar. And if it's written in a shtar, then there's a mortgage on all my property automatically. Therefore, he says, I'm po to my son. And the Kohen takes away Josh's field to be po to me. But the Rabbanan hold Melbach Subazar Lachik Subazar Dami that even though it's written in the Torah, it's just considered a Melbach Bal Peh. There's no mortgage. So if there's no mortgage, they can only take the field that I have. So I have one field, and I have to go to myself, because mitzvah is a goofy other. That's my folks' tunnel. Now we're ready for Tosfos. Let's look inside. Tosfos, Azul, Kohen, Vitaris, Lehu, Mishabdi. Hilomar. Now he's explaining the Shita, the whole Tosfos is all explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Look at Tosfos, of course, from Jester, Bat Mitzvah, asked that it seems that from other sources that Rabbi doesn't hold this, that we're not going to get into. What does this mean? First he quotes Rashi. Rabbi Hud is the one who thinks we both get Padov in the end. Me and my son. What's my son's name? What? So, with my free, my unencumbered property, meaning my own garden that I'm holding that no one bought from anyone else, just regular free property of mine, I redeem my son. Because if I would redeem myself with my Bnei Chorin, then the Kohen could not grab the mortgage property from Josh to redeem my son. Why? Because Nishtabdu means if the mortgage took effect. When does the mortgage really become, not took effect, but the mortgage meaning the mortgage became relevant. When does the mortgage become relevant? When I sell the field. Until I sell the field, who cares if it's mortgage? Right? As long as I'm holding my own field, that's Bnei Chorin. There's no Indian of mortgage. I owe the money. I have to give you my field. Everyone knows that. The mortgage is relevant when I sell it to someone. even though Josh doesn't know money, he still has to get up his field. So, the Nishtabdu, I sold to Josh, Kod and Shalomadan before my son was born. So let's review again. I sold Josh a field in 2000. My son was born in 2001. And now I only have 5 Sela. So, if I deposed myself with a 5 Sela, then they couldn't go to Josh. Josh would say, I bought this field before there was a son. It's not mortgaged to the son's Pigyon Ben. So rather, I redeem my son. I give my property to the Kohen to redeem my son. And then the Kohen goes to Josh and say, Josh, when you bought it, Rabbi Bednarsh already needed to be redeemed. It was already mortgaged to Rabbi Bednarsh's Pigyon. So the Kohen takes away the field from Josh. And Rashi adds, the Lakach Makta Pigyon Vino. And that's why I'm first pulled to my son. That way the Kohen could grab it from Josh and take away the field and be pulled to me. The Inkana Unalu Kukos, and I'm not ripping off the buyer, such as Josh. Why aren't I ripping off? I'm deciding if I'd be pulled to myself, Josh wouldn't lose money. But since I'm pulled to my son, Josh loses money. Isn't it also to decide to do something that makes Josh lose money? That's called this unethical behavior. So it's not Unalu Kukos to Mitzvahs, but Unalu Yos Mitzvahs Gufo. Because really, it's not a na if I'm redeem my son first, because being pulled to my son is more of a mitzvah on me than being pulled to myself, which we already analyzed. Kach pirish hakuntras. That was Rashi's papers. Tulsa says, how many kashas on Rashi? How many kashas does Tulsa have on Rashi? 2. What's the first kasha? The kasha. The ad rabbi yesho na lu kufos. The mitzvah's kufo adet. Biyom ru p'teya atzvacha batchila. The ad rabbi. Really, Tos says, I am ripping off the Lakuchos if I redeem my son first. Because the Lakuchos should save me, if you redeem your pull to yourself first. Mitzvah's Gufo Adin. So Josh has the right to say to me, go redeem yourself, Rabbi, because Mitzvah's Gufo Adin. The end, Yomer, after this, after your Shafi, Yomer ain't it brought in your Chasmish Mother, welcome to Nechori. So, and if, right? So Tulsa says, really, Mitzvah to Gubei Adim. I first have to be pulled to myself. And if I say, fine, I'll be pulled to myself with the field I sold Josh. No, there's a rule. Everyone knows this rule. Even if you don't know this rule, it's an obvious rule. Am I allowed to tell the guy, go take the field away from Josh and buy the money myself? Everyone knows, ain't it from your Shabbatim? You can't pay the debt from mortgage property that's sold to someone else if you have your own property. As long as I'm holding property, then... As long as I'm holding property, then I have no right to tell the bank, oh, go take the house from Josh, go take the field from Josh. That's not fair. It's only b'di'evit. If the guy who owes money for Lova has no property, then we go to the Lakuach, we're Tori for Lakuchos. So if there's no b'nei chori, the Lova owns nothing, then we go to Mishubad and we take away from Lakuchos. But if there is b'nei chori, if the Lova has money, then of course you can't go rip off someone else and take away their money. That's not fair. So therefore, Tulsa's first kasha is that the Lakucho should say to me, Mitzvah to Gubay Adin, be pulled to yourself. And since you still have Bnei Chori, you have no right to be pulled to yourself with the field you sold to Josh. So I have to be pulled to myself with Bnei Chori, and therefore Josh shouldn't lose money. That's Tulsa's first kasha. And Rashi, we already answered for Rashi. We give a little explanation for Rashi that really Mitzvah to Gubay Adin doesn't mean my field to be pulled to myself is better. That's his first kasha. What's his second kasha? His second kasha is a little more complicated. The new halachic concept. Second kasha is v'afilu padav no makor mivnei chori, and even after I'm poda, let's say I use my bnei chori and I'm poda my son, then they still shouldn't have the right to confiscate it from Josh. Why not? Because yomer lekohen, yomer lekuchos, Josh. Say to the Kohen, "Hinachnu l'chamakul legabos menu also nechamish nechor." The halach concept, "Hinachnu l'chamakul legabos menu." We left you a place to collect from it, i.e., those 5 nechorim. What's also the second problem? The first problem we already analyzed. What gives me the right to be pulled to my son first? Okay, so we explain that for Rashi. We defended Rashi based on Shem Tovolim. His second kasha is, and fine, so I'm pulled to my son first. I use up all my nechorim to be pulled to my son. The Lakuchos, the Kohen, still shouldn't be able to confiscate Josh's field. Why? Because Josh has the taina of Nachnu L'chamakom L'gabal Simen. What does that taina mean? That if I buy property and there's a mortgage, but I leave leave enough property to pay the mortgage. Let's say I'm investigating something. I want to buy something from a guy who owes $1 million. And I buy property for him, but I make sure that I only buy some of his property. I leave him with $1 million worth of property. Right? A guy owns millions of dollars of property. I buy a little, but I leave enough property to pay his debts. Then I'm potter from the Shiva, and I don't have to pay the mortgage. Because anyone who buys property but leaves enough to pay the debt doesn't have to lose his field, because it's not because he left enough property to pay the debts. You only, the lakuach only loses if he buys the property necessary to pay the chov. But if he leaves enough property to pay the chov, and for some reason the guy can't collect on that property, then it's not the lakuach's fault. So Josh can say, look, I have 5 nechorin and 5 mishubadim. So when Josh bought one garden, he knew I had the other garden of nechorin. I had 2 gardens, each worth 5 selah. I still have one and I sold one to Josh. So when Josh bought garden A, let him say to the Kohen, he nachti lecham mako, I left you garden B to collect your 5 selah. So why should Josh lose money? After all, he did his job and he left garden B to pay the debt. And the rule is, whenever the lokeah, or lakua, as they say, whenever the lokeah leaves over enough property to pay the chov, he is putter from losing his property. So he says, I left you a place of life from I left enough to collect. So let Josh say, look, I left you makom legam tzivah. If for some reason you, Cohen, didn't bother to collect it until Rabbi Bendorsh had a son, and therefore he gave it away to someone else because of his son's pinyon of Ben, then that's your problem. I left you garden B to collect your chov. So Josh should be putter. So Tosfos therefore has to say entirely different in the halakha sukkah. What is Tosfos saying? The Lakach Pirish Re. Therefore, the Re says, "The my reeking of the Ika Chomish Mishvadim be Yitzchak, Shasan Apusiki Lakoing Babur Yaakov Beno Birakach Machra." It really says a little different. It says it's not that I had 2 fields and I sold one and I still have one. It's that my father had a field and I had a field. My father had a field that he sold to Josh. Josh didn't buy the field for me. Josh bought the field for my father, and I have my field. And not only that, my father made this field an aputiki for my pinyon. What is an aputiki? What? What's the difference between a shibud and an aputiki? No, it's a dumb. Just an apshatla. A shibud is a general shibud. All my property is mortgaged to my debt. Shibud, all my property is mishubud. An aputiki is a specific mortgage. Like in modern day English, when we say mortgage, we really mean an aputiki, not a shibud. Because what I do when I borrow money from the bank, I take a specific property and say, this specific property is mortgaged to pay my debt. That doesn't mean he can't collect other property, but means specifically one piece of property is mortgaged to pay my debt. The big machlokes shown exactly the implications of that are. We'll go into it now. But, so what does he say? He says, it's not that Josh bought a field from me. That Josh bought a field for my father, that my father had made an apotiki, had specifically mortgaged to the Kohen to pay for my pinyon of Ben. So the field that Josh bought is for my father's chi of pinyon of Ben on me. And it's specifically set aside to pay my pinyon of Ben. And then I have one field. So what happens again? Therefore, we said the case is there is 5 seller worth of land that is mortgaged from Yitzchak, meaning from my father, not from Yaakov, not from Reuven, from Yitzchak. That my father made naputki to the Kohen for me. And then my father sold to Josh for Shuv Gadol Yaakov. And then I grew up, I ben, and I had a son Tan. The Amad who no liftos. Now I need a pinyon, and my son needs a pinyon. I need a pinyon, my son need a pinyon, and I only have 5 selah of nechorin. Rabbi Yehuda, Sabra, Milvak, Subhatar, Subhishtar, Dom. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mil that's written in the Torah that if it's Bishtar, and if it's as if it's Bishtar, then Mahayilah calls Bishtar Lakoin Kodim. Since anything in the Torah counts as if it was Bishtar, then when my father told the Kohen this property, this be a garden, is specifically mortgaged to you, then it's as if he wrote a Shtar to the Kohen. It was a real aputiki, right? A real aputiki is only chal b'shtar. So even though my father just told the Kohen he can have it, it's like a real apotiki. So my father told the Kohen that this garden was for Pinyan Aben, and if my father told the Kohen this garden was for Pinyan Aben, and it's written in the Torah, then it says if it's my father really bestarving a specific sheba in this garden, and a specific sheba is called an apotiki. So Rabbi Yehuda holds this garden really is an apotiki meshuba to my Pinyan Aben. And that's why now Tosus explains the sugya. Since this field is mortgaged by my father, by Yitzchak, I'm Yaakov, this field is mortgaged by my father and was made an aputiki by my father, that's why the Kohen's allowed to collect this field. The Kohen's allowed to collect this field because this is the only field of my father's. Right? The Kohen, Josh can say to the Kohen, why don't you collect from elsewhere? Kohen will say, which elsewhere? I'm coming for Yitzchak's. I'm coming with a claim on Yitzchak. Yitzchak only has this field he sold you. Don't give me Yaakov. I'm coming to collect my apotiki from Yitzchak. And even though I can't collect an apotiki from Josh if Yitzchak has money, but Yitzchak doesn't have money. Yaakov has money. Right? The grandfather doesn't have any money. For all we know, the grandfather might be dead. I don't know, right? Those doesn't say if he's alive or dead. Either way, he has no money. So that's why the Kohen is allowed to collect the Mishabadim Torah from Josh. Because that's the only property of Yitzchak. There's no other option because Yitzchak doesn't have any other property. The Fisha Mitzvah on Nirsei Avim, Yotzer on Nirsei Atzvon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Rabbi Yehuda meant the mitzvahs on the grandfather, on Yitzchak. He meant the mitzvahs on the property of the grandfather more than the property of the father, of me. Why? The Chov Avol Nirsei Avol on Nirsei Avim. Because the grandfather Yitzchak's chov to Yehuda, his son Yaakov, is only the grandfather's obligation, is only chal on the grandfather's property, not the father's property. Therefore, the grandfather's obligation is only chal on the grandfather's property. The grandfather only has mishubadim, and that's why the Kohen can take these mishubadim away from Josh. So say, look, I'm not coming to you because of the father. I'm coming to you because of the grandfather. And this is the only property the grandfather has is the garden he sold you. Therefore, I have the right to take it because I have no other option. And one second. And that's why Josh can't say, I left you other room to collect. Josh can't say, I left you another field to collect. Because he didn't. He bought the only field of the grandfather. So he can't say, I left you room, the son has a field. I left you this garden B. Garden B is owned by the son, by the middle guy, by the father. Bob Garden B isn't owned by the grandfather. So Josh, he bought the last garden. He bought the only garden of the grandfather. Yeah, the grandfather's supposed to be Yitzchak. Josh bought the grandfather's only garden and didn't leave any place else to collect from the grandfather. The fact you can collect from the father, he's a different person. That's a different Indian. Since Josh bought the only field of the grandfather and didn't leave any other field belonging to the grandfather, he can't say I left you someplace else to collect. So he's saying, look at the grandfather. And the grandfather has no place else to collect from. Because the Yaakov doesn't have to pay his father's debts. And from Yaakov's own property, and from Yaakov's own property, the Kohen doesn't get anything. And that's what's mashma for the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? That the Kohen can grab from Josh, because the mitzvah is really on the grandfather. What does this mean? The Kohen can grab from Josh because the chov was on the grandfather, and the grandfather only had one field. Therefore, the Kohen can take the grandfather's field from Josh, because there is no other option. He can't say, I left you another field. He didn't leave another field for the grandfather's. He can't say, what gives you the right to collect my mishubadim? Go collect from the guy himself. Grandfather himself is dead. He doesn't have any other property. That's why the Kohen can collect from Josh. So that's Tosfos's. Again, argument on Rashi. Rashi says, both fields were mine. I'm the father. I'm the middle generation. Rashi says both fields were mine. And Rashi says, but I have the right to use my field to be poda my son. The Kohen will take from Josh to be poda me. However, Tosfos says differently. One field is mine, that I used to be poda my son. The other field was my father's, and that the Kohen can take away from Josh, if my father sold it to Josh, because it was the only field of my father's, of the grandfather's. It was the only field of Yitzhak. And therefore, Josh has to give it up, because the only field of Yitzhak is mortgaged to the Kohen. No, because he's sold it to Josh. Your grandfather sold it to Josh, remember? Right, your grandfather sold it to Josh. No, because Tosfos thinks it is Meduyuk in the Gemara. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says the Chiyuv is on the grandfather? Right, she's Zem Mitzvah Sa'olavim, Zem Mitzvah Sa'olavim, right? My mitzvah is on my father. What does it mean, my mitzvah is on my father, on the grandfather? What it means is, it's on the property that my grandfather sold. So Tosfos says a Diyuk in the Gemara for himself.
That for sure is not in the Gemara. Because the idea of having a sheep
the Aputiki is not in the Gemara. That's a good point. That's a chiddush. That's something he has to add in. And I'll point out, let's point out two other things. First of all, the Tosos Rush here says the same thing as Tosos, and it doesn't say it was an Aputiki. He just said it had a Sheba from the grandfather. So that's a lot easier, because he doesn't say it was an Aputiki. It's a little unclear why Tosos felt the need to say it was an Aputiki. Why did Tosos throw in this part about being an Aputiki? So let's review again. Tosos Hashita is that the Bnei Chorin is the middle generation, my Yaakov, the father's. The Meshubadim was sold to Josh by the grandfather, by Yitzhak. And that's why Josh can't say, I left you somebody else to collect from. Because he didn't leave any place else from the property of Yitzhak. Now, why does Tosos have to say Yitzhak made an Aputiki? Why can't he just say it was mortgaged? Why does he have to add the fact of Aputiki? Anyone? What? What's the Onal Lukuchos? I'm not ripping off any Lukuchos. I am paying because my father already took care of by making my
because the money should go back. Should be able to be confiscated by based in for the one I already paid for my son. The Shiva is on myself, but the money that I already paid for my son should be able to be moved over to have it myself.
Not exactly sure. No, because Yitzhak sold it to Josh before he died. So if my father sold something, then it doesn't matter if I'm yours.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to take it if it wasn't enough?
Because Josh can just say that it wasn't.
What do you, we know who sold it to Josh. Everyone knows. Public records. Everyone knows who sold it to him. Right? You know it used to belong. Yeah, he didn't. It used to belong to Yitzhak.
Is this question part of the Yitzhak is responsible for
it? Aha, that's interesting. So what you want to say, it's maybe where the Marsha's get it, yeah,
although he says it a little differently.
What Jerry wants to say is that maybe there's a Tosos or Shitasa. Tosos holds who's the main Chiyavon? The Avi HaBachor or the Bachor himself? Tosos Shita was the main thief on the Bechor himself. So then Jerry's saying Tosos makes sense. If my father hadn't made it an Aputiki, it had just been mortgaged, it had just been Meshuvah rather, if it wasn't an Aputiki, then Josh could say to the Kohen, I left you something else to collect it from. From who? From the son. The main thief is on the son. So shouldn't you first go to the main thief? So if it wasn't Aputiki, that's the main chiyuv's on me for myself, maybe the coin should have to go to me before he goes to my father's property. But since my father already made it an Aputiki, and he already started paying, that he already took the chiyuv upon himself, then once my father took the chiyuv upon himself by making it an Aputiki, then it's pashut, the coin goes to my father's property and not to my property.
This question about why can't you have just been regular chiyuv?
It's predicated on the fact that it was mainly my father's chiyuv. So if Tosos holds it's mainly my chiyuv, then that explains why you have to say Aputiki.
So
we don't know. You see, it's always hard to prove the fact he didn't say Aputiki, but it could be.
It's possible that Tosos stretched a lot of the fact that Tosos made up that Aputiki thing where he's forced into the corner to make it Aputiki.
Yeah, although I wouldn't say that forced him, because Tosos can still say that nonetheless there is a chiyav on Yitzhak Lamaisa. Lamaisa, there's a chiyav on Yitzhak, there's a shiva on Yitzhak property, so someone has the right to collect just from Yitzhak property. So I don't know if this necessarily works in the Yitzhak, but this could be one reason if we ask, why did Tosfos have to make the Okimta? Which adds an assumption to the Gemara, that Yitzhak made this property and not Potiki to the Kohen. One Hezber might be, so if Yitzhak hadn't made enough Potiki, if he hadn't taken the chiyav upon himself, then the chiyav would be mainly on Yaakov. The chiyav not mainly on the father, mainly on the father himself. Only by making an apotiki and taking the chiyav upon himself and promising to pay, then does Yitzhak make the main chiyav upon himself. And only if Yitzhak takes the main chiyav upon himself, can the Kohen be torah from the Mishabadim that Yitzhak sold.
So I mean, the only reason that Tosos said that in Tosos he says that the chiyav on the father is because we're dealing with the case of apotiki?
Yeah, that's what Tosos makes it sound like.
But doesn't even so, Rabbi Huda says in the Gemara, Rabbi Huda, the order that Rabbi Huda says is to first use the Bnei Chorin for the Ben, and here Tosos he's saying that first the Kohen can go straight to the Mishubadin.
Ah, that's interesting. But maybe Rabbi Huda didn't mean that. Rabbi Huda just meant I use the Bnei Chorin for the Ben. Rabbi Huda and the Chum argue about where I use the Bnei Chorin. Rabbi Huda says I use the Bnei Chorin for the Ben. Who says first? That was your assumption based on Rashi. I don't think Rabbi Huda said those words. Did he? Did the Gemara say those words for him? The Gemara says... No, Mark doesn't say first. There are, the Pnei Yoshua has some other in his Beirim. Why Tosfos had to say it's not Potsdam? This is very nice as Beirim. Why? Yeah. Right, that's...
Can't change the order, right?
I agree. The Tosfos didn't necessarily have to say it for that reason. I agree. There could be other reasons why Tosfos said it. The Bnei Yeshua suggests two other very nice reasons. He says, hold on a second, he has a very interesting question. He says, who exactly is grabbing this field away from Josh? The? Which Kohen? Let's say I'm a Kohen. Who's a Kohen? Okay. You tell Josh, give me the field. What can Josh say to you? You say, give me the field. But sure, it's opinion of that. For the bed nurses. What can Josh say? Yeah. What gives you the right? Maybe a different Kohen. Anyone know what this is called in halacha? If a Kohen sues me for the truma, can he sue me? For like matnas kahuna? No, what's it called? Mamon? She'ein lo tovim. Tav, vav, beis, ayin, yod, mem. Mamon she'ein lo tovim. It's money that no one really has the right to claim. Because you can always say, maybe I'll give it to a different Kohen. No Kohen can actually sue for matnas kahuna. If Bezdin forced me to give it to a Kohen. Let's say I burn down truma. Now I owe money. I don't have to pay it, because any Kohen who says, give me the money for my truma, I say, maybe I can give it to another Kohen. So, who says any Kohen has the right to take the property away from Josh? How do you know which Kohen he meant to give it to? Maybe that's why Tosfos says apotiki. Because Tosfos says, how do we know which Kohen it was? The Kohen that Yitzhak made an apotiki to. Yitzhak made a mortgage to a specific Kohen. Yitzhak made a deal with Chuck Katz. He made a specific deal. So that's how we know which Kohen has the right to sue. Because there was an apotiki.
First of all, sure, does Tosfos, when he says that the Nechassim is more on the Av than the Ben,
no, he's only saying once it's an apotiki, the Chiv is on the Nechsei Av, not the Nechsei Ben. Once it's an apotiki. He's not necessarily saying that would be true in a different case.
I thought that was Marisha.
What?
If you say apotiki, if you...
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, you have to say that in that the mitzvah is on the Nechsei Ha'av.
So that doesn't necessarily mean the mitzvah is on that.
One second. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that there's a mitzvah on me and a mitzvah on my father. Within the mitzvah on my father, the mitzvah is only on the property of my father. And therefore, the Kohen can take the track of the mitzvah of my father and take away the lukukos. So if you look at the Diyuk Lashon of Tosfos, look at the Lashon, one second. The Chov Ha'av al Nechsei Av v'lo al Nechsei Abayin. The Chov Ha'av is on the Nechsei Av and not on Nechsei Abayin. The Chov Abayin is on the Nechsei Abayin and not on Nechsei Av. Tosfos is not saying whether the Chov Ha'av or the Chov Abayin is stronger. That's not what he's dealing with. Tosis never said Chov Ha'av is stronger than Chov Ha'Bet. He just says within the Chov Ha'av, the Chov Ha'av is on Nechzei Ha'av. What and all Tosis means is that the Kohen can come and say, I'm suing for the Chov Ha'av.
What Chov Ha'av?
Yes, I have to be Poda. Yeah, my father has to be Poda. Even if he's just helping me, he's still on a Chov. Right? So Tosis is very dyke. He never says Chov Ha'av is bigger than Chov Ha'Bet. He says, within the Chov Ha'av, it's on Nechzei Ha'av more than Nechzei Ha'Ben. And therefore, the Kohen can come and grab from Josh and say, look, don't give me any Sinachti or anything. I'm dealing with the Chov Ha'av here. Within the Chov Ha'av, I get your Nechassim and you I bought the only field, so you have to give it up to me.
Also,
I think he's been dying
for that. Still applies, that Chov Ha'av still applies after.
After he's dead.
After he's
well,
gone.
We don't know if he's dead or not.
After the guy's a Gadol.
The Chov Ha'av would still apply after the guy is a Gadol? Yeah, the Chov Ha'av would still apply after the guy's a Gadol. Ah, so you say if the Chov Ha'av still applies after the guy's a Gadol, which doesn't sound very much like Rebush, which you want to say like Tosfos. But I think, no, you could still say that still doesn't mean the Av comes first. You could still say the Ben comes first and the Chov Ha'ben al Atzmo. The Chor B'chor al Atzmo is bigger than the Chov Ha'av.
Why should that apply after he's a Gadol?
What?
Why should that apply to the Chov?
Because maybe you could say even though his Chov is only secondary to the Chov of the Ben, even though, nonetheless, once it's Chal, it's Chal. You could say once it's Chal, it's Chal.
Only because it's Yesher, but it's a Kadmi, so it's after.
The Chov of the Ben would kick him when the Ben is Bar Mitzvah. But the Tosa would say the Chov of the Av doesn't disappear. Tosa would say the Chov of the Av doesn't disappear. You know, I wonder even if Tosa could say maybe the personal Chov of the Av does disappear, but the Sheba doesn't disappear. Although, not exactly the way Tosa makes it sound. Maybe retroactively, we can go back to the Chov of before Bar Mitzvah and collect the Sheba. See, that's a little unclear. What does Tosa mean? Does Tosa mean the Lamaisa? Does the father still have a Chiyuv? Does the father still have a Chiyuv? Or is only his Nechassim still have a Chiyuv because he used to have a Chov? So that, I think, is a little ambiguous, but I think it could very well be that even if the main Chov, the Chov of Ha'Av, the Chov of Ha'Av is only secondary, you could say it on modified Rebush. Not necessarily the Chov of Ha'Av is only secondary because new so, but it's secondary forever because once it's Chal, it's Chal. But that's going to be hard because it seems to be in the rest of Shas that we hold the guy responsible even without enough food. Yeah. So now, just the same issue has another interesting cop as to why Tosas has to write his food. He needs a very question answer. The guy comes to Josh and say, hey, Yitzhak never paid me Pidyon HaBen. My name is Mr. Cohen. Yitzhak never paid Pidyon HaBen. Give up the field. What can Josh claim? Maybe. Maybe Yitzhak did pay. How do we know if Yitzhak paid or not? How do we know he's not here? How do we know if he paid? Right? If I have a mortgage, the guy might have paid. Do I lose my property? Of course not. You have to prove the guy didn't pay. What's the proof that Yitzhak didn't pay? The answer is, he made an aputiki. He had paid. Why would he have made an aputiki? So therefore, the aputiki might be the proof that Yitzhak didn't pay. And that might also be why Tosas says the aputiki. So the mice, just before we take one question and close. The fish of it's on Nixi of it, you're on the other side. Why? There, because the Chov Ha'av is on Nixi of it, the low on Nixi of it. The Chov Ha'av is on Nixi of it, not on Nixi of it. Would you rather follow the father's field because the son doesn't have any property? He used his property and told to his son. He never says we'd rather follow the father's chiyuv if the son has money. If the son doesn't have money, no, because he used that to be called his own son. He used his money to be called his own son. So his father can take care of him. So he used the kohen, since the kohen has a way to collect from his father for his kingdom, he can be called his own son. But he never said the Chovah Avkum before the Chovah Ben. Again, you see, this might be, really maybe the Marsha has a lot to say for himself here. That it was a very nice thing with Nakut, then for sure, like, it's already cemented through the Chovah Av, he made a Nakutki, that's more in the Chasim than my Chasim. And Josh can't say, I left some Chasim in the hands of the son. I bought the only Chasim, the guy who took it on himself and made Nakutki. So that would work very nicely. But I think even without that, I think you can say that even if the Chiyuv for myself is more on me than on my father, but nonetheless, since it's more on me than on my father, but it's on both of us. It's on both of us. And my father has property that already took care of my figure. But I have the right to take care of my son's figure. So I think you can still say for Tosfos, but for Marsha, it works beautifully. For Marsha, I admit. For the Marsha, there's no questions. For the Marsha, it's Pasha. Once my father made an Apuntiki, he took the Chol upon himself. Once he took the Chol upon himself, that Chol was on his property. Josh can say, I left you buckle the Gabbos in. No, he took the only property of my father. Without the Marsha, it's a little bit more of a stretch, but I still think it answers the question of, I still think it works for Tosfos. Even if you say the Apuntiki was just so we won't claim it's on paper, or the Apuntiki was just so we'll know which coin you. I still think Tosfos can say, although I admit this is more of a, you can accept it or not accept it, that's up to you, I'll leave you that freedom. But you can still say that once there is a Chovah Av, there is a Chovah Ben. My Chovah myself is bigger than my father's Chovah Ben. But my father does have a Chovah Ben. And my father has property to pay that Chovah. And within the track of my father's Chovah, these guys can take it from Josh and Josh himself. Within the track of my hope, they can take my money. Therefore, either I can use my money to pay my son, because of the track that already took care of the pidyon of me. Because there's two separate tracks, even if on the main of my father's secondary, there's still two independent tracks. And the Kohen can choose either track he wants to suit. Okay, the truth is that, I'll just tell you from the Ritva that Tosfos Rush, a much simpler answer to Tosfos Kasha, maybe this can defend Rashi. How do we defend Rashi? If both gardens were mine, why can't Josh tell the Kohen and left you muck on the goblins he knew? So the Tosfos Rush and the Ritva say a very cautious answer. They say, who says it was two gardens? Maybe I sold him Josh a garden worth 5 slotim, and I had metaltalin worth 5 slotim. Maybe the B'nei Chorin are metaltalin. In metaltalin, you can't say he knocked you from muck on the goblins he knew. Because you can only say if I need land. But if I leave metaltalin, that's not a makom legabos imenu, because the metaltalin aren't mortgage. The guy can just get rid of them. He could hide them someplace. He could give them away. He could use them up. So therefore, it is for Rashi, what would we say? How come Josh can't tell the Kohen, I left you makom legabos imenu? Maybe Rashi would say that the 5 silver worth of B'nai Chorin were metaltalin, was actual cash. And you can only say nachtu chavakum gabes imenu if I leave real estate. Not if I leave cash.
Okay.
Where were we trying to prove for that there's those one difference on the bank?
From Tosfos' rejection of Rashi, which is mitzvah gufa adif, yomer p'teyatz atzmecha batchila. Because Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Josh has the right to tell me, look, your mitzvah on yourself is adif. Be pulled to yourself first. So Tosfos seemed to argue with Rashi, and Tosfos rejected Rashi and says, no way. Even if you could do both in the end, the first thing you always have to do, the kedima is always to promote yourself, because mitzvah will be up. Now, does that necessarily prove that Tosfos argued on Rashi be ikaron? Not necessarily. I guess if you want to tie to something different, you want to say Tosfos really agrees with the Rishem Tovali. He just thinks that the special rule of fixing your own guf applies to kedima as well as triage. So that's another way of reading Tosfos. If you take that way of reading Tosfos, then the rest reads very smoothly. So it's certainly possible you can read Tosfos that way. I'll admit, I have no proof in Tosfos, so it's empty. You can read Tosfos that way too. That's very good. Okay, I think I'll have to stop now. There's a few more lines here of the Gemara in terms of before, but we'll cover that tomorrow. I just have one question. I gave you a course for tomorrow on Torisha, Mi, Talmud Torah. Then I actually realized some more lines you can take pity on. Then if you want to, but I want to, there's more lumps to say, but we don't have to.